The show is live and local. It's your connection to local music and more. On the program today, it's all music, beginning with Nonsense, the mega musical being put on by the Actors Rural Theater Company in Tuscola. That opens on Thursday, July 28th, and continues through Sunday, August 7th. At the Tuscola Community Building, we've got some of the actors who will be sharing some songs with us live, and maybe a short monologue, I believe. And then I'll be talking with Chester Always, who is music director of the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana. They are giving a 15th anniversary concert this coming Sunday. It is Bach's monumental work, Mass in B minor. And he's brought along one of his singers and two instrumentalists to share one of the better-known arias from that work. And we'll hear from a commercial recording as well, just to give you a sample of the piece. That's our show for today. Hope you'll stay with us on Live and Local.
Caught in an imbroglio,
and we finally had to go, yo.
So we hope you'll understand if we got absolutely grand,
for we feel a little queasy,
we're uneasy in this show.
Now let me start at the beginning. Now pay attention. We're going to give you the history of our order, and you're going to be quizzed on it afterwards. Filled with great anxiety, Sister Hubert sailed with me and Sister Robert Ann to a land of unknown circumstance. We reached our destination with a bit of trepidation, for we'd come to order lepers back to work in Southern Ireland.
No,
that's not right. We'd come to join an order working with lepers on an island south of France. That's it.
Each of us, as best we could, cut a tree and chop some wood, which then was used in building humble huts for quarantine. When Sister Archibald had finished up the border job, we all sat down and waited for the first of those unclean.
And they came from everywhere.
There were tops with rock, tops in baskets on each mother's head.
As soon as they concluded, never understood a thing they said.
The baggies who were gagging up on natives who were being fed.
And Swazi who was forcing all the bushmen in the line ahead.
It was dreadful.
The pygmies had their noses stuck in everybody's business, while what juices had their business stuck in everybody's nose. But the truth of the matter, if you really want to know, everybody's business was about to become
cold. Hubert, Robert, Anne, and I are lucky to be still alive, for sisters went to pieces at a devastating rate. When a novice spilled her food, at first we thought her rather crude, till we realized her hand was on the floor with her fork and her plate.
Wait!
There's more!
The Protestants, it seemed, had set out to wreck our dreams.
We had humble huts while they built leper timeshares by the sea.
Competing for each leper put our mission work in jeopardy, so we devised a plan to avoid catastrophe.
We challenged them to race, and we thought we'd trump their ace in the 100-meter dash when we entered Sister Rose.
But as she was victory-bound, her schnoz fell on the ground.
If it hadn't fallen off, she'd have qualified by her nose.
Poor Hubert, Robert, Anne, and I had managed once more to survive, but this time we knew we were in a truly hopeless spot.
So we packed up what was left, feeling totally bereft, and got out while the going was still able to be got.
We came back home to more broken, but with spirits so broken, no one really knew if we'd move through. Then Reverend Lowther prayed if there would be a new crusade, and we were doing great till Sister Julia made that brew. Ave Maria, it's so heavenly to be a
mother.
Sister, making our debut in front of you. It's a difficult transition, for the missioner's position was up to now the only one we knew. It's ever true, so we hope you'll understand. You've been absolutely grand, but we will do
From Nonsense, the mega musical, which is going to be performed by the Actors Rural Theater Company in Tuscola starting next Thursday. It runs through August the 7th, so 2 weekends worth of performances, Thursday through Sunday, each of those 2 weekends. And for information, it's artcospotlight.com. And we have 4 of the actors from that production with us right here live on Live and Local. We're going to have a couple of samples in addition to that one, which was, of course, from a commercial recording. But they are theirs is not yet commercially available, but it will be available to the public via live performance. We have with us in the role of Reverend Mother Mary Regina, Lynn Selin.
Selin.
And then Sister Mary Hubert is Tracy Harpster. As Sister Mary Leo, Kara, say your last name?
Zemet. Yes.
Not what I would have guessed. Z-E-I-M-E-T, she spells it. And then a fellow who's been on our show a number of times through another theater company in Rantoul is Randy Offner in the role of Sister Julia, Child of God. And they have all crossed themselves. And perhaps there's some explanation for that.
Well, just every time we say his name, that's how it is.
That's
well,
how it is in the show.
Sister Julia is the convent cook, and if you knew what kind of a cook she was, you'd cross yourself, too.
Yeah, and so how is it that, and I noticed that this is billed here as an expanded cast, including the never-before-seen Sister Julia, Child of God. How is it that Sister Julia happens to be played by a guy, or in fact is a guy? Is this part of the mystery that we can't resolve.
That was the inspired casting on the part of the director.
So not necessarily the accustomed casting.
No. Although if you go on YouTube and look on a couple of the songs that I would be involved in, the guy there is a guy, very obviously a guy with a mustachioed and a beard and a whole bit. So I'm in pretty big footsteps here.
If you're going to grow a mustache and beard, you got a week.
I know.
Because Randy's completely clean-shaven today. Yeah. Last time you were here, were you playing Dracula, mm-hmm. I think, for the Rantoul Theater
yeah.
Group?
And I'm still the villain in this show, so.
Yeah.
Although you have, let's see, do you generally get cast as the villain?
No, this is like 2 in a row, which is great. I'm normally Jimmy Stewart, so this is this is a nice change.
Right. Well, one does like to. I always heard that villains are particularly fun for a lot of people to play.
Yeah, because you actually have to act. Really, really.
Oh, are you saying that most actors aren't villains?
Well, I'm naive, perhaps, but I don't know.
That's why you're in community theater.
Right, yeah. There you go.
If you ever get unnaive, then you're on your way to professionalism.
Yes.
Right, so there are... Do you, any of you know how many Nonsense musicals there are?
Oh, gosh.
Ooh.
It seems like there's a new one every couple of years.
5, maybe now?
I think
now?
There's 5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to remember if I have seen this one before. The setup sounds about right.
It's very similar to the original version,
maybe
just expanded with the characters. Like, the original had the 5 main nuns and referenced Sister Julia, Child of God. But this mega musical has, you know, developed the characters that some of them, you know, that they speak of in the script. So,
and there's at least one extra number in this one that mm-hmm. is not mm-hmm. in the original also. Which Julia is in.
Yes. So this is essentially the original, just with just expanded.
Right.
Which explains why the setup of most of the convent mm-hmm. dying from botulism courtesy of Sister Julia,
yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yep.
And then the rest of you are here to do what? I mean, in the show, the plot of the show.
In the show.
Well, I play the Reverend Mother, Sister Mary Regina, and she is a feisty old lady, and she is very accustomed to having all the attention on her, and she likes to keep it that way, and her sidekick or helper is Sister Hubert, who is always trying to steal that particular limelight.
Yes. I'm Tracy. I play Sister Mary Hubert. I am the mistress of the novices over the new nuns, but I also have a healthy competition with Reverend Mother. I aspire to be Reverend Mother one day, and so although we have a good camaraderie, we are also a little bit in competition. So, mm-hmm.
In subsequent nun senses, doesn't Sister Mary Hubert become Reverend Mother, or am I... forgetting. No.
Not in this show.
Not in this one, but I mean in some of the other ones.
I'm not familiar with all of them, so that's a very big possibility.
I could have made that up.
But I like the sound of it.
And then Sister Mary Leo, how do you figure into things?
Well, I'm novice. I'm the new nun, the newest one. So I'll be the one in the white veil. I'll be the only one in white on my head. And I am brand new, so I'm doing things kind of still getting used to how things are as a nun. And I aspire to be the first nun ballerina. Yeah. So I have quite a few dance numbers in this song. I have two ballet numbers and a tap number. So.
And do you have any dance in your personal background?
None at all. Very, very little. So this is obviously a comedy. It will be very humorous. So
your aspirations don't necessarily have any real expectation getting fulfilled. So I know you brought along some things to sample from the show. We're going to do these unaccompanied. And I think you have a monologue as well.
Mm-hmm. So I was kind of prepared in case you asked me what it was like to be a Reverend Mother.
Yeah, well, I've always wanted to know. Okay. So
I tell you, it isn't easy being a Mother Superior these days. Trying to be a leader in these permissive times is almost impossible. Take Sister Robert Ann, for example. When she entered the convent, they told me she was streetwise. Well, now I thought that meant she knew her way around town. Huh. What that girl knows you can't show on cable television. Why, just this morning she comes into my office and she says she's writing a book for her gym class on feminine hygiene. You know what she wants to call it? A Catholic Girl's Guide to an Immaculate Conception. I'm telling you, it isn't easy.
There you go. Yeah. So I gather that the Reverend Mother is supposed to be Irish.
Yes.
Was part of your audition to try to do some sort of accent? Because my last name being Kelly, you would think that maybe I could do one.
Well, you're certainly giving it a try now, couldn't you?
Oh, I have given it a try. Haven't a clue. The best Irish brogue from a non-Irishman that I ever heard was from my long ago Jewish tuba playing roommate, and he did a really fine one. Maybe he should be encouraged to audition for the Reverend Mother.
There you go. Yes.
So the cast comes from necessarily Tuscola, or well, obviously not. Randy, you're
Urbana. Yeah,
you're in Urbana. I was going to say you're in Rantoul, but that just shows the people in the Rantoul Theater Group come from other places too. Anyway, what's any idea what the area is that you cover just with your cast?
It's pretty large.
Yes, I'm from the Mattoon-Charleston area, and we actually have four people in the cast from the Mattoon-Charleston area.
I'm from Tuscola, and there's a couple of three or four of us, I think, that are from Tuscola area.
And then there's a couple of us from little towns, you know, around. I'm from Atwood myself, and we have another girl from Pasodum.
Mm-hmm. Pasodum, mm-hmm. From Tolono. So really,
and Tolono, right.
A good span of the local area.
And ARTCO, Actors Rural Theater Company, actually got started in Villa Grove.
That's correct. That's
how many years ago?
35 years ago now.
35 years ago.
Started out as the Villa Grove Community Theater Company and was what spawned basically the members who started Champaign-Urbana Theater Company actually started at Villa Grove. And it became ARTCO back in 2001 when we moved from Villa Grove to Tuscola.
And what prompted the move?
Building issues were part of it, and also, you know, just being in a more central location that was easier to get to off of an interstate where it could draw more people, kind of thing.
And you have Outlet Mall right there, too.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. They can shop and come see a show.
Or go explore Amish country and,
and go golfing.
So on. Know. How many shows a year, typically?
Well, right now we're doing only one because our venue is the Tuscola Community Building for this show.
But we also have the theater camp for the kids.
And we have a theater camp there, too. Yeah. But we are working on a more permanent and ongoing location in downtown Tuscola.
Meaning that there is a location that you have in mind or
is
in process? Is it of interest? Can you talk about that a little?
Well, it's a you know, a brick building in downtown Tuscola, a very good location right in the middle of town. There's a portion of it is going to be the theater, smaller, you know, a small venue. And then another section of that we hope to put in a coffee house. So that kind of would be a rather symbiotic relationship there between the coffee house and the theater.
Well, I hope that all works out. And expect so that we. To open.
We don't know yet.
Well, but Arco is expanding. I know when I first heard of the Arco Theater Company, my sister was involved in one of their youth shows over the summer, and they performed in a really small church. So they've very much outgrown that. And so that's why we're at the community building now and kind of outgrowing that and need our own bigger space.
Well, let's have one of the musical numbers.
Okay. You guys want to start with Nonsensus Habit for me?
Yeah.
Okay. This will be one of the opening numbers that you'll hear if you come see the show.
And this actually has a number of just about the full cast.
Yes.
This one,
yes. Yeah. Almost the full cast.
It's just us three singing it today.
Yeah.
Correct. We'll do the best we can.
Come see the show for the expanded version.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Some folks think of convents as the places where we pray, but let us tell you, convents are much more than that today. We're dedicated people, but we like to have our fun.
We're here today to share with you the humor of the nun.
Nonsense is habit-forming, let us tell you why.
When a sister gets applause, it's a special high.
There is nothing we can do once we get a laugh or two. It's something we cannot control once we're on a roll.
Have you heard the one about the traveling sales nun who really drew a crowd? It seems the farmer had a horse rather well endowed.
Sister Nonsense may be habit-forming, but let's draw the line.
Cut the cheap shots. Why be common?
We can be divine.
Everybody's here, so let's tell them who we are.
This is Sister Robert Ann. She sings and drives the car. Sister Mary Amnesia doesn't know her real name.
A crucifix fell on her head. Her memory's gone. What a shame.
Sister Hubert is our novice mistress and our guiding light. She's second in command and stands at Reverend Mother's right.
Sister Leo is the youngest. As a novice, she's brand new.
And I'm your Reverend Mother, Sister Mary Regina. That's who.
Nonsense is habit-forming, that's what people say. We're here to prove that nuns are fun, perhaps a bit risque. We still wear our habits to retain our magic spell. Though we're on our way to heaven, we're here to raise some hell.
Sell it, girls!
Nonsense is habit-forming, that's the reason we are up here on the stage tonight, hoping you'll agree. Nonsense is habit, and we're hooked, and all we know is we just can't kick it. Though some folks may pick it, we just can't kick this nonsense. So on with the show.
Right, so you have to have imagined the beats in between there.
And the dancing. Yes. That happens all in the middle of that, too. But
yeah, well, that's why this is called a teaser.
Yeah, that's right.
And nothing more. So do you have an orchestra for this? Are you doing with recording or piano? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Yes, which?
Yeah. It's not the recording. It is a piano, maybe a couple of other instruments.
Percussive instruments. Mm-hmm. The show is a benefit taking place at the school in their gymnasium. So we're very kind of... Even with our band, we're very try to keep to that idea. So it's, you know, just something like you'd see at a high school production. Mm-hmm. So we don't have like a string orchestra or anything like that.
No.
But yeah, we have piano and some percussive stuff in there. So
it's all very authentic in there.
Yes,
sense.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Even
the show
even
within
for
a show.
The mm-hmm. accompaniment. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think I've seen three of the Nonsense musicals, if I remember, and my favorite has been the first one. Hmm. So if it's the first one expanded, that should be
it's
all
even
that
better.
Much better.
It's a mega musical. So.
We're talking with members of the Actor Rural Theater Company's production, Actors Rural Theater Company's production of Nonsense, the mega musical. It opens next Thursday with two weekends of performances, expanded weekends, Thursday through Sunday. The Thursday through Saturday performances are at 7 in the evening, and the Sunday afternoon performances are at 2:30 in the afternoon, and they're all at the Tuscola Community Building on West North Central Avenue, West North Central Avenue in Tuscola. And you can go for information to their website, which is artcospotlight.com, or for tickets, phone area 217-253-6699. And you're hearing them live on Live and Local here on FM 90.9, where our programs are made possible with support from Columbia Street Roastery, offering over 30 varieties and blends of whole bean or ground coffee at 24 East Columbia in Champaign. Coffee, tea, and chai are available from their retail store, in local restaurants, and through Columbia Street Roastery's coffee service. More information is available at 352-9713. Randy, do you get to sing in this show?
Yep. A few lines. Yeah.
Oh, really? Just a mostly comparison. Band to the kitchen?
Or? Yeah.
Which is a mistake in and of itself, it turns out. But absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, I have a few contributions musically to it.
And, a solo bit, too.
But Kevin, I got to tell you, the favorite part of the show for me is just sitting back during the times I'm not on stage and watching the rest of the people dance. My jaw just drops the floor. It's going to be a great show.
Well, that sounds like a good endorsement from Sister Julia Child of God.
Sorry, it's automatic.
Yeah, they just did the crossing themselves thing, which goes on every time in the show. The other three of you, we have Lynn Sellen, Tracy Harpster, and Kara Zemet with us. What have been some other favorite? Have you all done things for Artco before?
This is actually my first Artco
production.
Well. Yeah. Yeah. The last full musical I did was with Theater 7 in Decatur in 2000. So I haven't. I've been on a decade hiatus.
Wow. And what was that one?
I just had an ensemble part in She Loves Me, which is a musical, kind of almost a Russian version of Shop Around the Corner, or like a newer version is You've Got Mail. Mm-hmm. It's a musical version of that.
Three shows I don't know.
Yeah, well, I hadn't heard of it until I auditioned for it, and it was very fun. It was a good show.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Yeah.
I personally this is my fourth musical with Artco. I've done, back in 2002, played Guinevere in Camelot. I was in Oliver, and then went to school, so I took a hiatus, and then last summer did Honk, and then now this summer Nonsense. So I really enjoy doing musicals with this company. It's just been wonderful, and met wonderful people there too.
And is it generally musicals? Have you done some straight?
Yeah, we do straight plays too.
Mm-hmm. And I know you just had the youth program, youth camp last month.
Mm-hmm. Yep, which was actually directed by Rachel Sapp, who's playing Sister Mary Amnesia.
Yes, I saw that. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Lynn, what other shows have you been involved in?
With Artco, quite a few. I did Adelaide in Guys and Dolls, Rosalind in As You Like It, in Nonsense 1 and 2, which we have done before. I played another role, but that was 10 years ago when I was a little younger, and I was Sister Robert Ann, Mrs. Sourberry in Oliver, Yenta in Fiddler on the Roof.
You've had some great roles.
Yeah. I've done some things at the station. Did Blanche in Streetcar at Rantoul. Just hither and yon.
And she actually wears two hats for this production. She's not only does she have one of the main roles, but she's also our costume director. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she keeps pretty busy.
Well, how tough can that be for a bunch of nuns?
Well, yeah. Black and white.
Yeah.
It's actually been a lot of fun. Yeah.
I've always wondered, where do you get nuns' habits?
You make them.
Yes.
Is that what it is? So do you have to get, are there official templates for making nuns' habits?
Absolutely no. I have scoured the internet looking for patterns, but no, you do it by looking at pictures, or maybe getting a hold of one and making a pattern off of that, or but they're pretty simple.
Well, if you're going to be a nun, where do you get your habit?
Well, trust me, I wanted to know too, but
I don't have a nuns or us or nothing like that. Go by habits.
That's right. They don't have a nuns or us, So
it's a shame.
It sounds like a great idea.
I know. Challenging. Yeah. But,
I'm copywriting it right now.
Yeah.
So I was very fortunate. We have done the Nonsense show before, so we already had habits, you know, and since it's a very habit-forming show, you know, we're doing it again. So I've never let go of those, you know, we've still had them, so.
As long as you didn't keep any of the bad habits.
Yeah.
The,
yeah.
Or the dirty ones, right?
Oh.
Or the oh, I have a feeling you all have kept some of the dirty habits. If you've seen any of the Nonsense shows, you have little doubt of that. Well, I think you have one other song to do for us.
I can do. I have a number in there. It's called Benedicite, which is actually kind of like the morning greeting that the nuns are allowed to speak to each other, but then they can't talk to each other at all. That's just kind of making sure they're awake. And so being the new nun, I'm still kind of getting used to the routine. So this song's called Benedicite, or Morning at the Convent. And it goes kind of something like this with a bunch of dance and ballet thrown in the middle. I wake up all bleary when I first hear the age-old query.
Benedicite.
Dominus. Thank God we can't speak to each other. I'm not in the mood to be cheery. Put on the tunic and scapular, then the wimple. Look, no mirror. The gimp and veil complete the nun's couture. At an ungodly hour, the bell in the tower signals a warning. We've made it through one more night. It's time to greet a new morning. But before I go downstairs, I clear my head of woes and cares by dancing my way through my morning prayers. Dancing is the way I pray. I can have a perfect day if I start off with a tour jeté. So if you wake up feeling blah, try my proven formula. Point your toes and plie once each day.
Oh, that sounds like it almost could have come out of The Sound of Music.
Yeah, it's very sweet. It's very sweet with this cute little ballet number in the middle. And that's my best attempt at ballet. We have one later that's a little more comical, and it's supposed to be. So that helps.
That's Kara Zemita's sister, Mary Leo, from Nonsense, the mega musical being put on by Actors Rural Theater Company. And also we had with us as the Reverend Mother, Lynn Sellen, and as Sister Hubert, Tracy Harpster, and not getting to sing today, but that's something we'll save for the actual show. Randy Offner as Sister Julia, Child of God.
Mm-hmm. We missed one. Yeah,
right,
yeah,
yeah, you just
one.
About missed the crossing.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And for more information on the show, artcospotlight.com or phone 217-253-6699 to get your tickets. It's opening July 28th, running through August the 7th, and I'll be looking forward to hearing how it all went.
Yeah.
ArtcoSpotlight.com. Thank you all very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you very much.
So it's live and local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and coming up next, Chester Always, music director of the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana, who are performing Bach's B minor Mass this coming Sunday in Champaign. And we heard a portion of the opening music from the B minor Mass of Johann Sebastian Bach, the Kyrie movement, and a performance by the English Baroque soloists and the Monteverdi Choir, conducted by John Elliott Gardner. here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, where we have support today from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods on the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with an international selection of chocolates, cheeses, oils, balsamic vinegar, jams, spices, barbecue sauces, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. And the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana will be performing the B minor Mass of Bach in its entirety this coming Sunday evening at St. John's Catholic Chapel in Champaign at 7:30. And we have three of the performers with us and the music director, who is Chester Alwis. And this is the 15th summer, 15th anniversary this summer of the founding of the group. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel?
Old. Doesn't feel like that long. It feels, it's great. I mean, it's, Kerry was one of the original co-founders.
Kerry Hyman and
Barb and Ron Hedlund and I were the founding members. And it was meant initially just to be a single concert. It was an idea for a summer project. And we had a packed house. It was free. At First Pres in Champaign, and we decided maybe there's something here that we need to look into, and that it's grown into, you know, a four-concert season now, and going well.
What was the first music you did?
We did an all-Bach program. We did the Fifth Brandenburg. We did Jauchzet Gott Cantata 51 with Ali Watts Davis and Ray Sasaki.
Ray Sasaki, a former trumpet faculty.
He now plays at the University Iron Post on... a quasi-regular basis.
Yes, he does, even though he's in Austin, Texas, yeah. Most of the rest of the time.
And we did Jesu meine Freude.
Oh, yeah, the wonderful motet.
Yeah. So it was an all-Bach program because it was close to his Bach's birthday.
And, of course, heavy in that program on the choral music, and that has sort of developed to be the core of the group.
It wasn't designed that way. It was designed not to have a consistent core, but to go by project or programming and, you know, vary size, vary the individuals. And that sometimes has happened, but the chorus has just sort of grown to become the constant. They're there all the time, and that drives programming to some extent.
Sure. Well, and I was certainly around then, and I remember that I think a little bit for you guys, but certainly at the university, there were some groups that were coming together to do Baroque music and doing them either on period instruments or period-like instruments. And there were challenges in those early days.
Yes, we were talking about that in the hall. When did Charlotte come?
Ah, see, Kerry was going to refuse to be spoken
to,
but
get him to talk.
I think Charlotte came around 1999.
And this is Charlotte Mattox, who's head of the early music
and
program.
She really fueled the idea to do things on period instruments at 415. And one of the decisions we made consciously was not to do that so that we could broaden the base of players and stuff, because there weren't a lot of people around at that time who could play period instruments.
And when you say at 415, you mean a lower pitch.
Yeah, Baroque pitch is a half step lower than modern orchestral pitch.
Which makes things especially challenging. I remember hearing a group called the Corelli Quartet. Were you involved in that, Kerry?
Yes. I was indeed. The Corelli Quartet sort of got formed for a special meeting of the Society for 17th Century Musicians, and we put together some Baroque music for that occasion.
And I remember that half the concert each time would be spent tuning, at least so it seemed.
Period instruments provide that challenge. A lot of tuning goes on.
Unless, of course, that's what you play all the time and that's what your instrument is in, and then you get used to that. But if your instrument isn't always at that pitch, it makes it...
Even if it is, I think that there's still a necessary bit of adjusting. Even between movements sometimes.
Especially with
the period
stringed instruments use special strings called gut string. Now it's synthetically made, not from animals. But that material is very, very sensitive to humidity and temperature. Mm. So they're constantly changing. And tuning is just a part of life, even for the most professional ensembles.
And Kerry was a student at the university at the time and is now working with the American Boy Choir all the time. And... Baroque artists are back at the B minor.
Yeah.
What made you decide to do this particular piece on this particular occasion?
Since it's the 15th anniversary, we wanted to do something special, bigger than normal, and yet we couldn't manage to pull off St. Matthew, which we did in the summer of 2000. We just didn't. That was more resources and people that I really wanted to risk, because that's double choir, double orchestra, and lots of soloists, and it's a big. So we did the next biggest thing we could, which is, and it's been 7 years since we've done the piece.
Well, it's not exactly small or easy.
No, it's not. It is neither of those.
And you have made a point not only of bringing back Carrie, who was with the group at the founding, but also some other soloists and perhaps some instrumentalists who have been with the ensemble in the
earlier
days.
That was the idea. Since it was a festival anniversary homecoming type thing, I was trying to bring back some singers and players who'd performed with us before, and some things it didn't work out. But
so who have you brought back?
Carrie and Kathy Linger, soprano. Who else?
Jake
Randy
Carter's.
Black did the St. John narrative, the Evangelist in St. John. Jake Carter is back.
Countertenor.
Uh-huh.
Of course, he's been here periodically.
A couple of times, yes. And a couple of other chorus members are people that sang with the Bach chorus in the past or concert choir and are coming back to do this concert.
And here in the studio, about to do one of the famous arias, we have a fellow. Now, Mike Tunnell, did he ever perform with Baroque artists?
No, it didn't exist when he was here.
I didn't think so, I didn't know if you would have had him here. But Mike was on faculty at the University of Illinois before I got here, so that was 93. But so you're here from 83 to 88, now teaching at the University of Louisville. Matt Lees has been with the group for quite a long time. Have you sung in the chorus, Matt?
I have, and enjoyed every moment of it. Since I moved to Champaign in 2005, yeah. I want to say, or six.
And has been teaching at Millikan. Are you still teaching at Millikan? I thought I'd heard you have moved, or...
No, I'm still here and finishing my dissertation. Dr. Oyes is actually my advisor, my research advisor, and I'm teaching more or less a full-time load at Millikan as well.
And you have done some solo work with the Baroque artists in the past. What are some of the works you've done for?
I sang the baritone arias in the St. John Passion a couple of years ago, which was really a wonderful experience in Smith Hall. And I sang some chant and some smaller solos in the Monteverdi Vespers. That was my first experience with Bach.
I remember that particular concert. That was one of the always wonderful Christmas programs, I think.
No, it was in March.
Was it in March?
Yeah.
What is the piece I'm thinking of that... now I'm going to have to think about it.
Yeah.
While we do this next music, I'll pay.
Yeah,
no, there was one of the Christmas programs. I remember being kind of surprised that the house was so packed, because I'm thinking, well, I've heard of this piece as as somebody who's interested in this choral music, but I thought most of the rest of these people have never heard of this piece. What are they doing here? And maybe that was part of it. I mean, you've made a point of bringing up some pieces that are lesser known.
But
and
also,
mixing them
also
in with some of these really.
Known. I mean, it's conscious, and you know from your own experience, you want to try to find something that people are going to be able to relate to. Oh, I've heard that, as well as bringing up some gems that they may not know about. So and those Christmas concerts are particularly wonderful because of the time of year with people coming back from out of town, and the audience participates. They sing along, but it may have been Magnificat, it may have been Wachet auf, we did one time.
No, I think it was the Monteverdi. I'm just confusing it.
Monteverdi was in March.
It wasn't at Christmas time. I'm perpetually confused.
I know the feeling.
Now that there's a five in the front of my age, you know, that I think that's everything's gone south. Yeah. So Matt and Mike and Carrie are here to actually do something from the B minor. What is it and where does it come in this massive work?
It is the Quonium or the Kvonium. It is part of the Gloria text, which is sung near the beginning of the Mass. And it is not the whole of a movement. It is part of a movement in the way that Bach has split up these texts. And it... sorry, I can't remember the other half of your question.
it comes next to last in the Gloria. The Gloria is subdivided in eight movements. in cantata style, basically.
And so Gloria in excelsis, glory to God
glory
in the highest.
Yeah, glory to God in the highest and peace to men on earth.
This is the text, for you alone are holy, you alone are the most high, Lord Jesus Christ.
And it segues directly into the final chorus, Cum Sancto Spiritu, which we aren't going to do today.
But we could segue into your performance of it from
yes,
7 years ago.
But I don't know if it's a separate band or not. Mm. I guess it is, but...
Well, we might look for it.
We might look for that.
In the meantime. So it's Matthew Lease in the solo vocal role and Michael Tunnell playing. Oh, actually, before we start, we should talk about what is this thing you're playing? This is kind of looks like a cross between an Austrian trumpet and a very, very small French horn.
Right. Yeah, the German trumpets, Austrian trumpets have rotary valves. This does as well. This is a modern instrument, which almost would have been less confusing had they called it piccolo horn or something. But it's a small circular horn-looking instrument that is most often played and designed to be played by trumpeters. And it's its own instrument. It's really a hybrid. I would say it sounds somewhere between a horn and a flugelhorn.
So this it's a post horn, or it's supposed
no, it's
to be
not a
like a post horn?
Well, post not really. It's larger and gives a lot more sound.
So it's called?
It is called by the modern makers corno da caccia, which is an ancient name for horn of the hunt. And this is a name that one of many names that Bach uses for horn, but it is the name that he uses in the B minor Mass.
Typically, if a modern orchestra will play it, they'll do it on a French horn.
Yeah, most often. Yeah. It is very difficult on modern horn, and I think
that was one of the reasons it was designed.
But not so easy on the corno da caccia either.
Well. Much easier.
Well, let's give it a go.
Yeah.
Mike Tunnell on the corno and Matt Lease on the solo vocal and Carrie Hyman on the Clavinova harpsichord here on Live and Local from the B Minor Mass of Bach, which will be performed by the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana this coming Sunday in Champaign.
Sanctus, tu solus dominus, tu solus, solus sanctus, tu solus dominus. Altissimus Iesu Christe tu solus altissimus tu solus altissimus Iesu Christe Iesu Christe Iesu Christe
altissimus, Jesu Christe tu, tu solus altissimus, tu solus altissimus, Jesu Christe. Jesu Christe, Jesu Christe, quoniam tu solus sanctus, tu solus dominus, tu solus sanctus. Solus Dominus, tu solus altissimus, Jesu Christe, solus Dominus, tu solus altissimus, Jesu Christe.
And we heard live in our studio, Quoniam tu solus sanctus, towards the end of the Gloria portion of the opening part of the B minor Mass of Johann Sebastian Bach, with baritone Matthew Lees and playing the corno da caccia, as a form of hunting horn of sorts, Michael Tunnell, and on the harpsichord, Carrie Hyman. And they will all be performing live with the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana Sunday night at 7:30 at St. John's Catholic Chapel. The complete work, and you're actually hearing the final portion of the Gloria performed by the Baroque artists when they did this piece back in 2004 in the same location. So you should expect some similar things, and some things different will happen as well. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Here are some other events going on in our listening area that you can go out and see and hear live. Danville Light Opera is putting on A Little Princess, the musical. at the Brammer Theater in the Danville Community College, 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow with a 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday. At the Hoagland Center for the Performing Arts in Springfield, it's Barefoot in the Park, 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, a 2 o'clock Sunday matinee. The Illinois Wesleyan University Illinois Chamber Music Festival is performing a faculty concert jointly with the Ariana String Quartet tonight at 7:30 in Westbrook Auditorium in Bloomington. It's the Complete Works of Shakespeare Abridged at the Illinois Shakespeare Festival at Ewing Manor in Bloomington tonight at 8 o'clock, and then A Winter's Tale of Shakespeare tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and Sunday's performance at 7:30 is Romeo and Juliet. It's Black Magic Johnson playing blues at Lock, Stock, and Barrel in Decatur tonight at 9 o'clock. It's A Year with Frog and Toad Jr. and Groovy at ACT Theater Company in Gibson City tonight at 7 and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. It's A Woodland Tea with both tea and a piano concert featuring works of Liszt and Chopin, a fundraiser for the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra. It's happening at the home of Nina and Philip Martin in Sullivan, 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. For more information, go to, I think the address is cusymphony.org. The Sugar Prophets and Soul Creek are at Memphis on Main in Champaign tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. It's the Sunday Afternoon Songbook with vocalist Caitlin Dobbs and violinist Annie Wrong at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in the lobby Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And another Illinois Wesleyan University faculty concert at the Illinois Chamber Music Festival Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock in Westbrook Auditorium. Emerald Rum play Irish music at the Blind Pig in Champaign Sunday night at 5. And Matt and Tom Torino are at the Iron Post in Urbana Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. We have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is at thecorkscrew.com.